USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police say the 15-year-old accused in a deadly Michigan high school shooting made a video the night before the tragedy talking about plans to kill his classmates. Tim Willis with the Oakland County Sheriff's Office says there was other evidence recovered.
Further, a journal was recovered from Ethan's backpack, also detailing his desire to shoot up the school to include murdering students.
The teen charged with four counts of first-degree murder and one count of terrorism. San Francisco health officials announced they've detected the first case of the COVID Omicron variant in the United States. The city's public health director, Dr. Grant Colfax, saying the discovery and knowledge of the Omicron variant is still in the early stages. The patient was fully vaccinated. He also returned from South Africa recently. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention Medicare beneficiaries. Are you getting all the benefits you need? If you have Medicare, you may now be able to get new benefits. Benefits may include eyeglasses, wellness visits, gym membership, meal delivery, and hearing aids with low copay. To find out which benefits you qualify for and to find out if you're getting the benefits that you deserve, you need to call Best Medicare. Our licensed insurance agents can look up your current benefits and tell you what additional benefits are available to you. It's easy. Just one call. Tell us the deductibles you prefer, the doctors you want to see, and if you want prescription drug coverage. The service is free and you have no obligation. You may even find plans with zero monthly plan premiums, zero copays on many services, and zero deductibles. You deserve every medical care coverage benefit out there, and we'll help you get them. Call 800-808-8323. 800-808-8323. That's 800-808-8323. And let Best Medicare do the work for you.
The Supreme Court heard oral arguments on Wednesday regarding the abortion case called Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization. At issue is a pro-life law in Mississippi which prohibits elective abortions after 15 weeks of gestation before unborn children are viable. The Mississippi Solicitor General, who is defending the state law, Scott Stewart, says history should be looked at when making a decision to uphold the legislation.
The court looks to history and tradition, and here, those decisively reject the proposition that states cannot legislate comprehensively on abortion before, after viability, and all throughout. So it's history and tradition, Your Honor.
A heat wave is breaking fall records in California. Forecasters saying records were broke Tuesday in Riverside and other towns around Southern California, which saw highs in the upper 80s. Unseasonably warm temperatures also in Arizona. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Just how exactly is China's decision to try to bully lawmakers working out?
With an exclusive insight into China, Paul Boardman, chairman of the Decouple China Pact.
On the China war front, last week, China demanded a code of conduct in the South China Sea and confronted the Philippines. The U.S. stated China's actions were dangerous, provocative, and unjustified, and warned that an armed attack on Philippine vessels would invoke U.S. mutual defense commitments. 1 week later, China threatened the U.S. passage of our $250 billion U.S. Innovation and Competition Act, saying it would gravely damage America's own interests. The bill passed the Senate with bipartisan support in June and incorporates several anti-China bills. Pressure mounts for a House version to pass in December. Beijing has promised retaliation if the bill makes it through Congress. Last weekend, a five-member bipartisan U.S. congressional delegation visited Taiwan. The Chinese embassy warned the delegation to cancel the trip. Representative Slotkin said, "I'm not going to be bullied by China." Representative Mace referred to Taiwan as the Republic of Taiwan.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Kyle Rittenhouse says he's destroying the weapon he used in self-defense last year in Wisconsin. While appearing on a podcast, Rittenhouse saying he doesn't want anything to do with the AR-15-style weapon he used in August 2020 in Kenosha. The shooting happened during riots and looting after protests of the police shooting of an armed Jacob Blake, who was trying to elude police officers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.